Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and this is Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Ruthie, and good morning, Pensacola. We are so glad that you're with us this morning. And I just want to start the show off with just telling everybody, I wish everybody a happy, happy new year as we go into this new year. I know we're already, 8 days into it or so, but I'm just hoping that everybody has a great year this year. I know that we are over at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. We've already started our year off great, and we're going to continue to do that throughout the year. Just keep this thing positive and keep moving forward, and that's the plan. I'm going to discuss that a little bit here, and just after we introduce our sponsor, and we're going to talk about the successes that we had coming out of 2020 and into 2021, and how great that is to have that happen here in Pensacola and the surrounding area. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. You can call them to set up a service, maybe a service call. Maybe you need a engine replacement or engine repair. They're more than happy to help you with that. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounted pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors, and then it would be anybody's pricing on repower, so check them out. They're still continuing to run that special. They got a flyer out right now all the way until the 31st of this month. You can receive 25% discount off of labor. And you know, when I was thinking about that 25% discount, I didn't calculate that to a dollar an hour type figure. You know, you're thinking 25%. You can save $30 an hour on labor by taking advantage of this discount. I'd sent Key Marine an email this morning, and they replied back, let's keep telling them about that $30 an hour they can save on these repairs. So that qualifies you for an additional 10% off of any kind of repair or service that you need after that flyer is done. After that special is over, you will continue to get 10% off of labor if you go back for any additional repairs or labor throughout the year. So that's a great deal to take advantage of right now. I would give them a call at 850-492-0487 and set that up to get you in that line of repair for that big, big discount that they're offering right now. They do that on a yearly basis, and that's just a great time for that customers can save a ton of money, that's for sure. So I am the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgetowncollege.edu. You can call them at 850-941-6200. I recommend that you go. The first step would be to go to the website at georgetowncollege.edu and check out their chat feature on that first page you go to. And you can talk to counselors. You can get in touch with different instructors and myself as well, and talk to them about classes that you might be interested in. So go to that chat feature on their website at georgetowncollege.edu. They have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those, but they also have VA and Pell grants available. So you can actually go to school and learn a new career in the marine industry and many other areas out at Georgetown without any money out of your pocket, realistically, and if you qualify for these VA or Pell grants. So it's a good time to check that out and to get qualified. The website actually tells you the steps that you need to take. There's a FAFSA form that you have to fill out, and that's your very first step. And then from there, the counselors will contact you and go from there. But the best way is to use that chat feature, and the second best way is to go by and talk to the counselors at Georgetown. And they are more than happy to help you out with your education needs. And hopefully you're going to pick that Marine Service class. That's a great class out at Georgetown. We still have a waiting list Ruthie, we got a waiting list, but we're whittling it down a little bit. I've actually put two students in class this week. They started on Tuesday. So that was very exciting to have two new students start. And what happens as I place students in field or they graduate, and most of the time when they graduate or to a point, they're just not leaving class. They're going to work most of the time. So we are, when I have two students leave, go work somewhere, then I put students back in those seats. So I'm keeping my numbers down around 20 right now. I've got about 20 students in class and in co-op situation. So we're running 20 to 22, probably about 20 in the classroom itself. And we are doing really well over there. So two new students started this week, and that was just, it's just so much fun when I have new students come into class and to get them going. And I know I talk about that a lot, but it's fun to do that because we get them in a position where they're starting to know other students. And when we did our What Did You Learn last night, one of the new students said that one of the things that he learned this week was other students. He learned about other students, and he enjoyed that part of the class this week, to learn other students and what their avenues are and what they're planning on doing with their futures in the Marine service industry. So it's very exciting when we get opportunity to have new students start our class.
That is a really cool perspective on What Did You Learn, as also who did you meet? Because that's the network, right? And you never underestimate the power of the network.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, that's so very important in our industry to have the students connect to each other, but also to connect out in the industry. Also, they go and pick up parts at these dealerships when we have parts orders and things like that. They call the dealers and independents when they're doing a parts order. So they're actually able to talk to the people that are in the industry. And many times that person that they're dealing with at the parts counter will could be an owner or a supervisor at that company. They will pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, this person came by to pick up some parts today, and are they ready to go to work? Because I really liked the interaction that we had here. They were very polite. They seemed to know what they were talking about, that kind of situation. So it opens up so many doors for them when we have that contact and how they get out into the field and start talking to different people in industry, as well as the customers that we have that come by the school when we work on people's boats, and they actually get to talk to the customers. And that makes a big impact on the students also. So it's just a great learning experience for the new students and a great learning experience for the students that's already there. So we're just having a great time with that. Lots of success stories. So let me talk about that a little bit. I had two students start co-op on Monday of this week. Okay. Co-op is where a student will go to work. They stay enrolled in my class. So they have to have at least 750 hours plus in my classroom. And they have to have the experience needed to be able to at least go as an entry level technician or mechanic to a employer. What they do is they put these students under the wings of a seasoned technician most of the time, and they go to work under the dealership, and they hire them just like they would any other possible employee. So I had two students that started on Monday of this week. Well, we did What Did You Learn last night, and guess who showed up for What Did You Learn? Ruthie, can you guess?
Oh, tell me, Stefan.
The two students that started co-op this week back tonight or last night to talk to my students about what they learned in their new job.
Oh, that is so valuable. What a cool way for them to give back.
Yeah, it is. And they come in and they were excited to come into class. They show up and, you know, and we do What Did You Learn at 8:30 at night. So they, you know, they leave work 5 or 6 o'clock. So they go home and eat and come back. And then they come back to the school and they talk to my students. And one of the students that's co-op was so excited about a 40-foot boat that he was able to work on, a brand new boat. He said the boat's probably worth $650,000, $700,000 as it sat when it come off the trailer. So he got on this boat. It had, I believe it had quad 400 Mercuries on the back of it. And he was able to take this boat, help him get it off the trailer, and he was getting the boat ready to sail. And he was so excited about that. He actually got to go out and run the boat with his the person that he's working with, and he was on the water running a boat 2 days this week. Can you imagine?
Wow, just straight out into the field.
That's his office. They're out in the field, and they're out on the water, and they're working. And it's just great to hear the stories from them. And it comes back and to encourage not only the students that I have that's been there for a little while, but the students that are coming into my class the first week. Imagine what they're thinking when this student comes back in and talks to them about that, right? They got to be thinking, this is awesome.
Right? I want that to be my office.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it gives them the new students an opportunity to see what they can have when they get into the marine industry as far as a career and stuff. But also the students also talk about how nervous they are going into the field. Okay, that's a good thing to talk about, you know, because they are nervous sometimes and a little edgy as they go into this new career field. They've never done this before, right?
Oh yeah.
So
absolutely.
It's good to tell the other students, hey, you know, I am a little nervous. I was a little nervous. And when I got there, I had to figure things out but now I'm starting to feel comfortable. And now I'm starting to see how things work and things like that. So, you know, like with anything new, it's exciting if, you know, to go do that, but it's also a little nerve wracking to go do that, you know, also.
Oh, absolutely. And what a great way, just the people who aren't so far away from it, you know, you're so far into your career that you've forgotten what it was like to be new,
right,
to be nervous. Like, they're just living through it right now. So they get to come back and share that.
Well, you know, it's like changing a job or whatever. It's you get nervous about those things. You know, we had our advisory meeting that you came to that one time, and going into those advisory meetings, I'm a little nervous when I, you know, go into that room, you got all the people in front of you. You know, my very first few that I did, I was really nervous. You know, I have to talk in front of all these people and talk about my program and things like that. And I can understand the nervousness and of the things that are new to you, but the more they do it and the more they get into that, the better off they are, and they start to understand how things work. So yeah, it was great to have him come by and talk to us about that. The other student that came by that was in co-op come by to talk to our students about fuel systems and things like that he's learning in the field. So he's actually was working before at this dealership part-time, and they actually took him on full-time under the co-op program. So he came back last night with the other student, and neither one of them knew that they were going to be there. That was pretty cool.
Oh,
and
no
they
way.
Both talked
oh,
to
cool.
the class, you know, and the other one talked about fuel systems and what to expect when students see that kind of thing. So that was pretty neat for him to be able to talk to the class. And the students asked him questions also about his experience. And he told them, you know, about how when something might look great and an engine looks great and a boat looks great, there's still hidden things there like fuel system problems that can be giving you grief.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not to overlook things. And just because of the appearance, there's always things underneath that appearance that can be causing problems. And this boat actually was 4 or 5 years old or more. I think it was way older than that. And only had 10 hours on it. So the customer wasn't using it. And so it had a lot of fuel problems.
Oh, I see. So yeah, not everything is so surface level or immediately obvious. You got to dig a little.
Right. Right. The customer comes in. He says, hey, my boat won't start. And my student had a great point. He told my students, he said, it's good to get all this information up front. Talk to your customer or make your service riders. Make sure you have all that information. You know, if without that knowledge of knowing that boat had been sitting for years, he may have chased his tail. And he actually told my students, you'll chase your tail around trying to figure out what's going on with this thing. Why is this brand new looking motor and boat got all these problems? And that's what happens when, you know, there's little telltale signs. How old's the boat? They put the laptop on it and scanned it and realized it only had 10 hours on it. So there's stuff that students learn through this process of students coming in and talking to them and the things they learn in class, that when they look at a scan on a laptop, when they talk to a customer, when they read the information on the sheet, it gives them a ability to troubleshoot before they even put their hands or eyes on the boat itself.
And that is really just so valuable. Like, first things first, almost. You're like, you got to look at this to begin with.
Yeah, and we teach that in our class, and with my background experience, 30-something years in this industry, I'm able to pass that along to the students. I call them million-dollar lessons, stuff that you can't pay for, that they can get out of our class over at Georgetown Technical College. I do want to mention this is a calling show. I didn't say that earlier. 850-437-1620. If you have a question or comment, I'm more than happy to take your call. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can give us a call, and I'm more than happy to try to help you with your boating or education needs as well. So we had the two students at our co-op. I had a student that this morning interviewed for a part-time position. Here's what's going on. I have a lot of companies that are so, I don't want to say desperate, because that's not a good sound or a way to say it. They are in great need of technicians. Okay. Mm-hmm. If a company gets desperate for a technician or person, that becomes a problem, I think. So I don't want to use the word desperate. They're looking for good quality people. If you're desperate, you may not hire a good quality person, right?
Oh yeah. You take what you can get.
Right, right. And they're not in, and I don't want people to think that they are in that type of position. They are looking for good people. And they're reaching out to me and Georgetown Technical College for people to go to work for them, because hopefully they know and understand that we try to provide the top-notch person for their business. So I had a student interview at a boat manufacturer this morning, and he shot me a little text message this morning, got the job, And isn't that a great way to start the morning?
Yes, good win to start the day.
Yep. So what's happening, since I don't have students really ready to go out in the field as a co-op or a technician level, entry-level technician at this point, because I'm placing most of these people, as soon as I can, or all of them as soon as I can. So places are hiring them part-time. They're allowing them to work part-time and up into to where they have to come to school, and they allow them to go to school while they work. Isn't that great?
That really is the best of all the worlds.
It is. And so they're in the industry. They're working, and it don't matter. It's a boat manufacturer. They're learning about boats. They're learning about boats literally from the inside out, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing that. And let me just mention, it's Blazer Boats is who hired the student. And they're working with us to hire students in that capacity. Get this. I got an email, I believe it was yesterday or day before, and that manufacturer is looking for auto body people from our auto body class.
Oh, okay.
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 This is a totally different field than what we teach, right?
Yeah.
So I got them in contact with our auto body class, and they hired people from our auto body class to go to work there. How about that?
Well, now there's some cross-pollination for you.
Isn't that great that a class, Marine Service class, can help have employers contact other classes in our school? And you've walked the facility. You know what we have going on out there. And it's just a great opportunity, no matter what class you're in. The school, and everybody there tries to do our best to place people. And it doesn't matter if it's in my class or somebody else's class. We've done it for welding. We've done it for auto body. I've done it for IT class, because some of these marine dealerships need IT people. I've done it for HVAC, and it just helps when we are able to help each other at that school. It just makes a great impact for the school and all the students that are going there, right?
That really is just how it's supposed to happen, right? Like a perfect case scenario.
Right. We're working as a team, as a school, as a whole. And then, even when I'm out in public, I'm talking to different people, and somebody may need a electrician or something. So I'll pass that along as well. So there's so much going on over there in the background that many people don't know that about Georgetown Technical College, that we are working so hard to help our students meet their goals, to get them out in the field, to help them get jobs. We are constantly doing that over there. And that's the instructor's responsibility to do that. That's why I do this show. That's why Key Marine sponsors this show, is so we can get the word out that we need technicians in the field. We need young people that are coming up into this industry we need them out in the industry in this type of career field. So that's why we're doing a show.
And I love what you said too, Stefan, about skilled labor is what's needed. Those skilled, the proficiencies that are being taught at George Stone are what's needed out there. Not just warm bodies, not just people even who are willing to show up on time, which is already hard in and of itself, but truly
right.
people who have that drive, that, you know, service excellence and technical expertise. And I did see that. I saw that in action walking that campus. It's incredible, really, truly, the depth of the education that is happening out at George Stone. And I feel like it's almost this hidden gem in our community. And so I definitely encourage people, because you are such an advocate, not just for your program, like you mentioned, but for the entire institution. If you have a question, now is a great time to get in touch. And like Stefan mentioned, you can call or text us here, 437-1620, or just check out the website. There's such good information.
Yeah, my email address is on there. You can click on Marine Service, and I'm more than happy to answer questions and email also. Even if we can't work on your boat and you have a question about it, I can guide you in the right direction. So you can send me an email there. I'm more than happy to do that. Emails are so easy and quick to respond to. So that's good. So we're talking about good news today, right? We're talking about how we're getting into the new year and everything's going great. I got another one for you. How about this? I'm starting another student co-op on Monday at another dealership. How about that?
Oh, that is, you know, I was going to talk about the co-op program that you have, that you offer your students. Is, I think it's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant model.
It really helps us to get the students in the field. And once they're employed there, they stay under my umbrella. So if we have any issues, I can take care of them. Most of the time we don't. But it helps the student get into the field. And they still have my guidance as also, and the guidance of the employer. So it really is beneficial. My placement rate when I co-op is probably 99%. So
wow.
Those people stay at those dealerships.
That's huge. Like, I don't know any, like, a lot of different universities or different programs that can claim that.
Yeah, and that's why it works so well, because we have such a good contact with our advisory people that we're able to help them and provide them with what they need. And, you know, it's not always a good fit when people go to work. I had a student that went to a place to work part-time and just recently, and it didn't work out. And, you know, sometimes that's okay, right? And the employer and the employee have to be happy in that situation. It just wasn't what he was expecting. And so we pulled him out of that position, and we're looking to place somebody else in there. And the dealer that we were working with, because we communicated, because we talked, because we tried to work with this dealership, they have no ill against us or what have you. They're still continuing to work with me. And sometimes it just doesn't work out. So the co-op allows us to put people in places and work toward making it work out and making sure that everybody's happy. That student wasn't in a co-op position. He was just a part-time position, and he just wanted to come back to class because he felt like that's where he needed to be rather than out in the field. So it was probably a little bit too early kind of situation, and it just wasn't working out. So we take him out, and we try to place somebody else in there that's a better fit, right?
You know what? I would almost say that's exactly how it is supposed to work. If you get placed and it's not working out, then let's have an honest conversation about that, so it doesn't mean down the road maybe you got hired and then you're going through all that expense of bringing on a new employee, and then you decide it doesn't work out or there's not good communication. Like, that sounds like it is a well-oiled machine. Like, one way or the other, it's working. It just might not be the exact right spot for that particular individual student.
Right, exactly. And I ask my students when they come to work, when they're part-time, when they come to school, hey, how's work going? How are things going? And you know, sometimes I'll get a shrug or something, and I'll have to say, oh, okay, well, let's go talk about it. So we'll walk out in the hallway and we'll talk about those things. So I know we're getting close to time, and I have so much to talk about. I wish this was a 10-hour show.
It's almost time. That was quick.
I know. We're getting there, right? So anyway, my listeners, I want y'all to know that good things are happening over at George Stone Technical College in the Marine Service class. I want to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, for sponsoring this show. They're doing great things in the industry, and they continue to do that. You can contact them at 850-492-0487. Take advantage of that 25% off up until the end of this month, and then that additional 10% out all throughout the year. That's $30 an hour you can save on any kind of repairs that you're going to have out there at Key Marine. They're located at 5621 Bower Road if you want to stop by, but give them a call, 850-492-0487. 1-800-878-0487. And, you know, just thank you for listening today, and go into this new year with a positive attitude and just keep moving forward. That's what we're going to say all year long, right?
Hey, I like that. Absolutely. And thank you so much, Stephan, for joining this morning.
Thank you.